your host for Fritz and Friends.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz here along with Mark Price producing for me, 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com. I'm going to get right out onto the phone with our first guest. It is a very familiar name and face in the mid-Michigan area, John Truscott, who is president of the John Truscott Group of clearly one of the foremost experts in the area of public relations and politics in Michigan. Good evening, John. How are you?
Good evening, Cheryl. I'm doing great. Thanks.
Very good. Let's just start with the inauguration. I mean, that'll be kind of our subject tonight. From your vantage point, which I understand might have been your living room.
It was.
Very good.
Nice and comfortable.
You would be both. How did the inauguration look to you, the inauguration of Governor Rick Schneider?
You know, I thought it looked fantastic. It was obviously one of the nicest weather inaugurals I've seen probably in my lifetime. It's usually much cooler, much cloudier, sometimes rain, sometimes snow. And as people who were there and anybody watching would tell you, the skies just opened up and the sun came out. You couldn't really plan it any better than it turned out. And I thought it went off without a hitch. I heard a little bit later they were about 2 to 3 minutes ahead of schedule. So everybody who was doing everything from the flyover to the music for the bands and things like that, we're very impressed with how efficient everything ran. So hopefully that bodes well for his new administration as well.
You just took that line right out of my mouth. I was going to say that that may bode well for the efficiency here. I kind of like that idea a lot. You know, an inauguration is a really, really big deal. And the visual that day of the sunshine on the front of the Capitol with those two huge American flags flying from the balconies up above, it was stunning.
You know, it really is, and I've attended several previous inaugurals, and especially with Governor Engler, who was part of that administration, with the military honor guard and the state police all in their dress uniforms, and you know the cannons that the National Guard shoots off. There's really nothing like the pomp and circumstance of a safe and peaceful transition of power between administrations. It's one of the things that I would recommend that everybody do at least once in their lifetime.
There looked like there was a pretty good crowd on hand.
Probably one of the bigger crowds for an inaugural. I think the weather definitely helped with that. But around the Capitol, they were estimating 1,000 to 1,500. And I think that's one of the larger inaugural crowds in recent history.
I couldn't help also watching the visual picture in my head and thinking these are the snapshots that future generations look at like we look at old ones as well. I mean, I get excited about the pomp and ceremony.
You know, we don't have a lot of that in our institutions anymore. So the fact that they keep this the same, and it's one thing that I've written, and I said I'm glad that they went outside to continue that tradition, even though it may not be as comfortable as being inside. It really is just a great tradition that celebrates the administration and celebrates the state.
Now, what about the content of Governor Snyder's remarks? What did you think? And I also understood from some of the play-by-play, if we want to call it that, that he wasn't reading a speech. He may have had some notes or a cue card, but wasn't reading a prepared speech.
Yeah, you know, I thought from both a technical standpoint and a message standpoint, he was right on. When you wrap in a story that, you know, his grandfather worked as a custodian there, he had family friends who started a bread business that's wildly successful now, and it was one of hope and optimism and that, you know, change is coming and we're going to get things righted in Michigan. I thought he hit all the right points and wound in enough personal stories to make it relevant for everybody, and I thought it was a nice personal story. I went away thinking, you know, I'm looking at somebody who's been involved with a lot of politicians who have ascended to that office, and now we have a businessman who has ascended to that office. And, you know, maybe he's not constrained by the way we've done things in the past, and he'll take a fresh view, and maybe, I guess, he doesn't know what he doesn't know at this point, so maybe he'll try some things that are completely different, and we'll see if they work. But I'm very optimistic about what I see and what I've heard.
Well, so far, he's pulled in folks from both sides of the aisle, that's for sure, to put cabinet and positions together.
I think he'll probably have one of the strongest cabinets in recent memory. He's got some great people there, people with both government knowledge who left and got some private sector experience and then have come back, people who know the departments, who know how government works and how politics works. And I was asked earlier today about, you know, he's never negotiated to get legislation passed, but yet he's surrounded with people who have spent 30 or 40 years doing that. And I think that, you know, maybe his experience, he's been in business, he has sold things. And really, you know, getting a bill passed, getting compromise, it's a sales job. It's the same skill set. It's developing an interpersonal relationship with somebody and then, you know, putting some language around that. So I think he'll be a lot more successful than probably a lot of other people think at this point.
Well, and as you said, you've been in politics and around. You served as director of communications and press secretary to Governor Engler. And so you know the ins and outs of how all this works. What do you think of the cabinet so far? Is it pretty much put together, or how's he coming?
You know, he has a few more appointments. I understand he made the adjutant general, the head of the National Guard, appointment today, and it's a person I've known. He was the first guy on behalf of the military in to organize all the logistics for the military in Hurricane Katrina. This guy, Greg Van A, is very skilled, very knowledgeable, and that's the most recent one. Everybody else, from Dan Wyand at the Department of Environmental Quality, Dennis Muchmore is chief of staff. I mean, these are all top-quality people. Mike Finney, who's done economic development both the statewide, Ann Arbor Spark, he did it in, I believe, Rochester, New York. These people have a skill set and a knowledge base that's probably unsurpassed in recent memory, and I'm very encouraged by the caliber of people he's been able to attract to his administration.
Well, that certainly is encouraging. You spoke a little bit about him being from a business perspective, but certainly being surrounded by good politicians as well. How does that translate between the executive office and the legislature for him in getting things done?
Well, I think he'll have a respect from the legislators heading into it, because he is surrounded by people who know the legislative process. With term limits, there are a lot of new people coming in who are just, we'll spend the first couple of weeks trying to find the bathroom and, you know, how to get the quickest route to their office and things like that. So he'll have an upper hand going in until the legislators kind of learn their way around. Then you get to kind of the nuts and bolts. They learn how to horse trade and things like that, and the process will slow down a little bit. But, you know, he has people that have been around this process who know all the ins and outs, and I think that, at least initially, in the early months, he'll do very, very well.
Now, I know, just a quick note here, we have about a minute left. You sat at home and watched the inauguration, but you hopped up and got to the gala. That must have been just a blast for you to see old friends.
You know, that was probably the most fun I've had in a long time. It was like coming home. There were people that I hadn't seen in 15, some 20 years, and to see them again and get caught up on everything, and it was just such a joyous occasion. Everybody had a great time. It was, even though it wasn't a formal ball like we've had in the past, this gala was just a lot of fun, and it was a great celebration.
What are you looking forward to with this administration, in a lot part just it being fresh and new and a different approach?
A fresh and new approach, and I would say, first and foremost, certainty and firm decisions. Nothing will attract business faster than an administration that will make strong, firm decisions based on the rules and the laws, and then stick to them. And I think that will be the beginning of a very strong rebound for our state.
Wow, that, again, we've used the term once already, but that certainly will bode well for the new governor, Rick Snyder's administration. John, I appreciate your insight tonight. I hope I'll be able
You're
to call
welcome.
You again.
Anytime.
Very good. We've been speaking with John Truscott, president of the John Truscott Group. Like I said, one of the foremost public relations people in town dealing with politics in Michigan. Good night, John. Have a great night.
We'll see you, Cheryl.
Thanks. Thank you so much. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after these messages on 1320 WILS.
Here's your updated Capital City forecast for more compelling talk radio.